Let's talk about the lachas of kernels of wheat, etc. At what point is wheat straight out of the ground considered a mazonis, a hadamis, a shahakal? What point in time does the process, do we say that the halacha becomes a mazonis or a hamoitzi as opposed to a dam or a shahakal? So it's a fair shem shulchan aruch that if a person would take kernels of wheat, which are the brachas hadamah, that's assuming that they're edible. Not, you're talking about not hard pieces when you can't eat, when they wouldn't be derech to eat, because then it would probably be a shahakal. But it means fresh or either toasted kernels of wheat. Same thing would be the other types of meat, other species also. The bracha would be hadamah. We very rarely eat them, and you know, unless people since the health food, they eat it. We're not rarely eating a full kernel of wheat. We do eat bran, all bran. We have wheat germ. Some people have wheat germ. You have puffed wheat, which is a kernel of wheat, which is puffed. So what are the halachas of those? And that's a little bit complicated. Let's try and clarify the points over here. The kernel of wheat is a hadamah. So if you have the whole full kernel of wheat, there's four parts to the kernel of wheat. There's the outer husk, that's one, that's removed, that's irrelevant to us. You have the remaining three parts, of the which is the bran, and two other parts, that's called whole wheat. So you would puff it as is, the bracha remains hadamah. So kashi, puffed wheat, the bracha is a hadamah. No question about that, that's how it's processed. We know that, on the other hand, if you cook oats, you may make oatmeal, the bracha is mazonis. Because through the cooking process, it moves from being individual pieces to becoming a one mass. That's when it moves into the halacha of being a mazonis. It moves from being individual pieces into being one mass. So even if you take whole kernels and you start cooking them, and you cook them and they start connecting together, then the bracha is mazonis. The person take it a step further and say, let's say you take your case where you remove the bran, that's called milling it, and that process of removing that, you take out a little bit of the main part of the wheat itself also. So what's the halacha over there? So if you do not take out the main part of the wheat, it's a machloek, is what the bracha to make on it. You process it, and you cook it, it doesn't mush together, it's a machloek, is what to do, and the Mishnah Berurah says, that therefore it's better to only eat it during a meal. If you take off part of the kernel with it, the actual kernel itself with it, he says you can make a mazonis. Most milled grains have that reality, that when as you mill them, you're going to take off part of the kernel with them, and therefore the bracha is going to be mazonis. That's why many of your breakfast cereals, the bracha is going to be mazonis. The exceptions to this are something like a puffed wheat, which puffed wheat many times is, different companies make it differently, you have to know how it's made. Some mill it, some don't mill it, some mill it with specifically not taking everything out, so that the bracha either will be adama or mazonis. You can look at your Sarkei breakfast cereal bracha list, and they'll tell you the difference between different companies. I would want to point out that the bran, it's just the bran itself, the bracha is a shahako, so all bran is a shahako. In general, puffed wheat, I would assume the bracha is adama unless you know otherwise. Now, there comes up an interesting question about puffed wheat. We'll move into granola in a second. The Shulchan Aruch says that Tosfos raises the question what the bracha achrona on it is. It's not alamichya because it's not a mazonis. But it is one of the seven species which Eretz Yisrael is praised about. So she get a special bracha like ala eitz, al priya eitz. So Tosfos says the bracha should be ala adama, al priya adama. We should have a bracha like that, but we don't find such a bracha. So Tosfos is not sure what to do, and Tosfos says the best thing to do is only eat it during a meal and bench. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings down halacha, that the best way to do is such a thing, any type of grain which the bracha rishon is adama, the bracha achron is a safek. If you didn't do that, the bracha would be brei nefashos. That's the main psak. The bracha is brei nefashos, but it's preferable to only eat it during a meal. This applies to your puffed wheat. It also would, depending if you go to the list and it says the bracha is adama, the bracha achron is a safek, it's better not to eat it outside of a meal. Granola. The summer process, with a lot of it is taken apart. Here it's processed and it's cooked and it's stuck together, but it's sticking together not because of the cooking. It's heated and the cooking together, sticking together is because of the sugar and the honey and all those wonderful things. So depending on how it's processed, different ones are differently. So I found on this in the Starkei Bruchas list, he said, depending on how they're processed, and he actually pointed out that the General Mills Nature Valley is a Mazonas and an Alamichia, and Quaker granola is a Mazonas and Alamichia, and Kellogg's is Hadama and a Brain of Foshas, and you should only eat Teichasudak preferably. So depending on how it's processed, it will make a difference in what the bracha is going to be. Have a good morning and have a good job.